Hi, it's Mac, it's McCogan here on Audio Boo. Earlier on this morning, I recorded an audio to Audio Boo regarding the repairs and upgrade to my Riga turntable. And at the end of that, I played a snippet of a record that I'd never ever played before, never even opened before. And so what I'm going to do is play you a track from that particular album. But I'll tell you a wee bit about it first because it's a bit of an innovation for me. Innovation? I don't know if that's the right word. Anyway, this was in my box of finds and it's still sealed in that thin cellophane that they come sealed in. It's an import, a direct import from the States on the Xanadu 109 label. And the title of this is Tal Farlow. That's T-A-L-F-E-R-L-O-W. First set, that's F-U-E-R-S-T. And that includes Eddie Costa, Vinnie Burke, and Gene Williams. I'll attach a picture to the audio. Original 1956 recordings. So, apparently, having read a little bit of the label, that's a great thing about vinyl. You just don't get that with CDs. And nowadays with MP3s and downloads and direct downloads, you just don't get this stuff. No inner sleeve notes, it's all done on the back. And at first, apparently, a long-time jazz fan with a particular love for the American popular ballad tradition, Kern, Porter, Gershwin, etc. Anyway, apparently, this guy, Ed First, First Set, recorded this. And his assistant on this was Paul Gubin, who'd done the remastering, and produced by Ed First and Don Schlitten, S-C-H-L-I-T-T-E-M. The group, if you like, is Tal Farlow on guitar, Eric Costa on piano, Vinnie Burke on bass, and Gene Williams on vocal. It was recorded December 18th, 1956. Side A. First track is Jordu, J-O-R-D-U. All of just short of 15 minutes. Second track is Have You Met Miss Jones? Well, we all know that one, don't we? Well, most of us oldies all know that one. And then on side B, we have Out of Nowhere, which is 15 minutes, 25 seconds, is the track I'm going to play you. Typical jazz piece where the instrumentalists, the vocalists take their turns and improve on the groove, as they say, or move the groove. And the second track is Opus Defunk, which is just over 8 minutes long. It's in mono, would you believe? Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant stuff. I love these old mono recordings. Stereo is great, but some of these old mono recordings, they just, I don't know, they're just unique. It's a wee bit like black and white photography. You know, you can watch 1,000 colour photographs on Instagram if you wish, and then someone throws up a black and white image and it just goes wow, just jumps out of you. Well, that's exactly what mono does for me at times. And they're not all that good. This has never been played. I played a snippet, so I have no idea how this record is going to play. So you might hear a wee bit hiss, a wee bit crackle, it would be pop, but it's genuine, it's the first playing, and I'm hoping it's not going to go jumpy jumpy cracky cracky too much. So yeah, let's just hear it. I'll stop babbling, will I? Yeah, good old jazz, man.
You came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere made every hour sweet as the flowers for me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me. Thank you. to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere, made every hour sweet as a flower for me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love, hoping you'll bring your love, hoping you'll bring your love.